I turned to little Alfred. Through wags and worried looks and other communication media, I beamed him an urgent message. Son, I think you'd better close that window, because if you don't, it's liable to start leaking coyotes. He nodded and reached up for the window. He grabbed it with both hands and pulled down. It didn't move. He pulled again. It didn't move. It was one of those old wooden frame windows, don't you see? And sometimes they get warped. The boy said, "I can't get it closed." I took a deep gulp of air and poked my head outside. "Okay, guys, we've been talking this over in here, and we've decided to issue an apology. It seems that a tasteless and cruel remark was made about your mother. And tonight, right here in front of everyone, we're going to issue a retraction. That tasteless remark should never have been made, and we're going to correct the record to read, your mother, your sweet and saintly mother, never ever wore overshoes. Not the five-buckle variety or even the pullover kind. What do you say?" The brothers traded smirks.
"Coyote mama not so sweet or saintingly. Coyote mama mean old bag."
"Okay, no problem. We'll put that into the record. Your mama, who is a mean old bag, never ever wore overshoes of any kind. How does that sound?" They held a whispering conference.
"Sound okay, but Rip and Snort still very mad about potty chicken and stupid ha-ha game. And maybe sit here under window and wait for Hunk to come out. Ho, ho!"
The boy and I moved away from the window. We felt some relief that the brothers weren't going to attack the house, but it still left us with a small problem. How were Drover and I going to... Drover? Holy smokes, little Drover was still out there in the darkness, perhaps hiding behind some bush or shrubbery. And we know about coyotes and their powerful sense of smell, right? They can track down an ant in a five-section pasture. They would find Drover and... the poor little mutt. I rushed to the window and... yipes, there they were, Rip and Snort. So I backed away and called,
"Drover! Drover, run for your life, son! The coyotes are still in the yard!"
In the silence of the night, I heard his faint reply.
"Help! Help!"
My heart raced. My eyes darted from side to side. Did I dare go back out there and launch a suicidal rescue mission to find the poor little guy? Probably not.